Good morning. Welcome to Talking Movies. I'm Spling. This week we're talking about a Man on the Run thriller, a documentary drama, and a dark comedy drama. Starting off with a film now on Netflix, Beckett. Following a tragic car accident, an American finds himself caught up in a dangerous political conspiracy. It's from director Ferdinando Saito Filomarino and stars John David Washington, Boyd Holbrook, and Alicia Vikander. Son of Denzel, John David Washington has developed a strong reputation on the back of performances in Black Klansman, Tenet, and Malcolm and Marie. As Beckett, he plays an American citizen visiting Greece when a car accident forces him on the run from the local authorities. Set in Greece, this The Fugitive-style thriller has an epic quality as Beckett tries to elude his assailants amid the ruins, rocks, and cityscapes. While it hinges on a major coincidence, it makes a promising start with Vikander set to co-star, but loses steam after the first act sets the chase in motion. The escape scenes energize with a sense of adventure, while the quieter dramatic moments tend to drag, no thanks to a thin script. Evading pursuance without much effort, the former running back is near invincible as Beckett, surviving a car accident and an onslaught of bodily harm and physical duress. While there are political forces at play and Greece offers a visually appealing backdrop, Beckett's a rather simple and underwhelming thriller where the protagonist seems to be the only one compelled by a sense of urgency. Beckett is built on Washington and is breathless in physical performance, but lacks the tension, stakes, and substance to truly shine. I gave it a flat 5 on the Splingometer. Moving on to a documentary drama on Netflix, Misha and the Wolves. After a woman's Holocaust memoir took the world by storm, dark truths began to emerge. It's from writer-director Sam Hopkinson and features Misha DeFonseca. Misha and the Wolves is an extraordinary documentary that sets the platform with a remarkable story about a Holocaust survivor who went in search of her parents. Unpacking a real-life Mowgli and Misha, we get a comprehensive overview of a story that had both Oprah and Disney on her doorstep. From a legal battle to reclaim Misha's story, copyright, and royalties from her unscrupulous publisher, a massive multi-million dollar lawsuit launches a detailed fact-checking mission as secrets come to light. Now living in the United States and becoming the talk of the town before her story broke to the world through a local radio station, a hunt for the truth unearths so much more than anyone bargained for. Getting key interviews with each of the players who are identified by their roles in the overarching story, we get a compelling chronicle of a woman's life and a story that rivals Life of Pi. These characters are what drive the drama with a Belgian woman who could have warranted her own spin-off documentary. From black and white World War II footage, archival research, news clips, and earnest character-filled interviews from friends, associates, and investigators, we get a well-paced, entertaining, and bizarre tale of illusion, deception, reinvention, and the inconvenient truth. Taking many twists and turns, this stranger-than-fiction documentary grows sporadically as its swirling mix of mystery, suspense, and intrigue call us to question everything we hold to be true. It did just enough to get an excellent 8 on the Splingometer. And finally, a film on Showmax, The Professor. A college professor lives his life with reckless abandon after being diagnosed with a terminal illness. It's from writer-director Wayne Roberts and stars Johnny Depp, Rosemary DeWitt, and Danny Houston. Depp has gone from the iconic Keith Richards-esque Captain Jack Sparrow to Davy Jones's locker, making headlines for all the wrong reasons, claiming Hollywood is boycotting him. Who better to tackle the last days of a terminally ill English professor who tries to reinvent himself through reckless abandon and hedonistic soul-searching than Depp in his current state of affairs? The professor's been accurately described as American Beauty meets Dead Poet Society, but it's not so much a drama as it is an indelicate and wry dark comedy drama. While a bit of a gamble, much like his character, Depp has nothing to lose and delivers an offbeat balancing act of an inside joke that reminds you it's him, whilst finally acknowledging his age and fragility. The professor's screenplay is flippant, and the "Are You Serious?" undertone of the film reinforces its deadpan comedy. Composed of many playful scenes, Roberts creates an absurd, awkward, and surprising mix of comedy and drama that keeps you guessing. Swaying from ribald to heartfelt, there's rarely a dull moment as Richard says goodbye in signature fashion, trying to leave a legacy to his most devoted English students, going out in an apathetic blaze of glory, and taking potshots at his would-be enemies in a final flourish of ecstasy. It's not in the same league as its likely inspirations, wielding a double-edged tone that adds as much as it subtracts. The underlying message of being true to oneself is important, something that carries significance in spite of the hedonistic endeavors. I gave it a satisfactory 6 on the Splingometer. So just to wrap up, Beckett, Washington's urgency compels this energetic yet patchy, thinly scripted and underwhelming man-on-the-run thriller a flat 5. Misha and the Wolves, gripping storytelling, colorful characters, an intriguing true story and good pacing power this layered detective documentary, an excellent 8. And finally, The Professor. Depp's uncharacteristic turn heralds this quirky and playful dark comedy drama mix of American Beauty and Dead Poets Society, a satisfactory 6. For more movie reviews, previous Talking Movies podcasts, and upcoming Binging with Spling watch parties, visit splingmovies.com. And remember, don't wing it, spling it.